Hello and welcome to the Disney Magic Hour, episode number 173. On this week's show, we're going to discuss Universal's Epic Universe, which was announced 5 days ago, as the calendar reads. Joining me for this episode is Adam Corbett. Say hello, Adam.
Hello, Adam.
And this episode, of course, is brought to you by this episode of Disney Magic Hour is brought to you by MEI Travel. For all your vacation planning needs, visiting Walt Disney World, taking a cruise, traveling anywhere around the globe, especially Universal, visit the experts over at MEI-travel.com, where Becky and her team can get you started on your own adventure. We are lastgenpodcast.com. That is where you can find all of our older episodes and articles that we've written up. You can find us on Twitter at Diz Magic Pod. That's D-I-S Magic Hour Pod. Sorry about that. Facebook, we are Disney Magic Hour. Search for us in there. We're on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher. And of course, on Instagram, we are Disney Magic Hour Podcast. Quite active over there, Melissa is. Melissa out sick. And Courtney out on assignment. And of course, you can support us over at patreon.com/Disney Magic Hour. In the realm of Disney news, we only have one item to speak of, but then we are going to go into Universal's Epic Universe, of which, for guidance on that, I bring you Ian Kaufman. Say hello, Ian.
Hello, Ian.
What's up, kids? Ian, where can everyone find you and what you and your partner are doing for the theme park stuff?
I think it's themeparkstop.com. Yes. Alicia and I do that. She has all that fun stuff on there, and you can find all the community links on that site now. And we have a Facebook group and Discord and all kinds of fun things, Twitter. But we do Park Stop Podcast, and we talk about theme parks, oddly enough.
That'll be how that works. And also, just to further, Discord being the name of an internet thing is the most accurate internet naming tool of social media of all time.
Yep, definitely.
So it is also really good. Just got to figure out why it hates Adam's computer specifically.
I don't know. I'm working on it.
I can't keep up with those groups, man. They move so fast in there.
Yeah, it's a thing right now. So we're going to talk about Universal's Epic Universe. You have been hot on the trail of that for a while now, and we finally got our big press conference, and it left us with definitely more questions than any answers, really. The only answer that we received, and quite honestly, was y'all had the name wrong for a long time. Let's move on to this next thing. But before we get to that, there was an announcement earlier today that I found kind of fascinating, kind of cool. There has been a sudden resurgence of live Broadway or live musicals, and usually I believe it was Fox who's been doing them, or ABC, or someone's been doing them. They're not that great. I saw a couple of them, Sound of Music in particular, and I was like, meh, this is okay. Disney is jumping into that pool with ABC. I'm going to just read you straight from the thing. ABC joins a live musical broadcast circuit this fall with a concert presentation. That's the key word there. Of Disney's The Little Mermaid. Moana star Alul Cravalho, I think I'm saying that almost correct, will star as Ariel. You know her as, again, she was the voice from Moana. And Emmy winner Queen Latifah is going to be Ursula. And this is the one where, wowzer, Grammy winner Shaggy as Sebastian. I mean, it's the most on-point casting I could imagine for this whole endeavor. And I endorse it completely. The concert will air on the network on November 5th. Now, keep that in mind. November 5th is a week from when Disney Plus launches. So if that thing isn't inundated with constant reminders that Disney Plus is launching in 1 week, I would be shocked. That would be my guess on that one. So the broadcast will weave live performances from a specially designed concert stage with clips from the original movie. Cast members will be in costume for the performance, which will feature songs from both the film and the 2008 Broadway adaptation, because they added some songs for that. And I don't know, maybe I doubt they do anything from the new movie, because, of course, Lin-Manuel Miranda and Alan Menken are working on some new stuff there for the feature film, which is Halle Bailey, which is next, you know, in a couple of years or next year. So this is its own little thing, and kind of fascinating, kind of cool. I mean, these live things for me haven't been a big hit yet, but I quite like Cravalho's voice, and I think it's going to be cool seeing her. Queen Latifah as Ursula is kind of Actually, wasn't there an Annie Leibovitz? I think there was an Annie Leibovitz photo thing that she did a long time ago.
Yeah, I think I remember that picture, actually.
Oh, yeah, I remember
and
those
I
photos.
I think Queen Latifah was Ursula. I'm going to look that up right now. She was. Wow. It was the Dream Portrait series. Other ones that came into this was Beyonce was Alice, if I remember correctly. Beckham was the prince from Sleeping Beauty. Scarlett Johansson was Cinderella. Stuff like that. Like, it's really cool. If you look it up, Annie Leibovitz and Dream Series, Disney Dream Portraits. And yeah, she actually did a Queen Latifah as Ursula. So that all kind of comes right back to it. Mm. And there you go. So a little bit of news for y'all. I don't know, boys. This is like an all-man show. I don't think I've had one of these in quite a long time. Have you guys checked out any of the live musical stuff that has been going on? And does this have your interest at all, Mr. Corbett?
You mentioned the Sound of Music. I did actually – that was the last one I did see. And I think I saw I saw the revival of Rocky Horror Picture Show. And it depends on the property and if it's gaining my interest or not. But I don't actively seek them. But this one I'm very curious about. I'm very interested.
Did you notice – I know that we both saw – and Ian, I believe you did also. I'm not sure yet. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, there's a role in that, the director of the TV series Lancer. It's actually one of the Von Trapp kids. It's like the oldest, tallest Von Trapp kid. That's the director. That's the guy who plays the director of Lancer in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, wow. Story.
Ian, what about you? You got any interest in this?
Yeah, if I can catch it, I'll definitely watch it. I don't actively seek these out, the television things. I do. I'm a little bummed I missed that one where they did the old TV shows, though. That one night, the Fallon thing. Did you see that?
I didn't see that one. No, what was that one?
They did like All in the Family and like the Jeffersons and stuff. They redid them.
Oh,
like,
yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's the one thing I did want to see and I missed it. So I got to look it up. But
you said the word Fallon, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I'm with you there, but
Jimmy Fallon, he's got an attraction at Universal Studios. So,
unfortunately for all of us.
Let's pivot over to Universal Studios. And the day was highly anticipated for those of us who are quite interested in this stuff for Universal. And the day comes and Universal Studios basically announces, hey, we're making a park, which I think that was common knowledge. You know, what else would it have been? So they announced a park. And Ian, what did they tell us?
That they're building a park and that they gave a lot of money to the town to help them with the infrastructure. That's pretty much what they told us.
Yeah, so yeah. We didn't really learn much. I mean, we learned a name, but we don't know when it's opening. We don't know the lands within it, but we got some concept art that we're going to just basically have fun with and imagine what could be what, because there'd be some shadowy areas to the north, to the northwest, that looks like it is under a haze, and I like that area right there. Mm-hmm. But we got a name. Epic Universe. So it's Universal's Epic Universe.
Yep.
I know this is very redundant. I know the title has been, you know, kind of called out for being, hey, what if they called it Disney's Epic Disney? I mean, yeah, I guess it would be very silly, but I don't think the word Universal and Universe are the same thing as Disney. I also don't think that the original name that everyone was tossing around, because there were two things copyrighted. So someone somewhere on a blog said, hey, it's going to be this. And it was like, well, no, it's the other one. Fantastic Worlds is an awful title. That would have been terrible, because there's a whole Harry Potter series called Fantastic Beasts. And I think everyone would have just thought, hey, this is just a whole Harry Potter thing if they're not following it. And could have been very disappointed once they make all their travel plans to find out that an animated dragon not featured in Harry Potter might be staring at them. So I think it's a good name. I don't know how much it rolls off the tongue. You know, I like me and my friends, we do. We call each other and we're like, yo, do you want to go to studios? Do you want to go to islands? We know exactly what we're going to say. I guess I would say EU, but that's
epic.
Like Europe. So that's a weird thing to say to each other. I don't know if I would say, do you want to go to epic? Yeah, do I say we're going to Epic today? Is that what I say?
I don't know. It's horrible. And speaking of the EU, there was a lot of fun British jokes going around if you watched Twitter at all. That was pretty fun.
Good.
Because I was actually
phenomenal. Yeah. So is there Brexit going on in here? I mean, what part is part of anything anymore?
Yeah. No, stuff like, if I have my annual pass, can I stay in the EU? And stuff like, it was great.
So, all right. So let's, they did put out a concept art though, and it is filled. It's not overly detailed, but you get a good idea of the scope and the size, and you get a really good idea of something that we discussed last week on the show, which is a term I haven't used for a long time, so that's kind of weird to say out loud. And that is with the gated universes, the separately gated universe. Because, Ian, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm looking at this stuff, and it looks like there's a, you know, the hub idea, and then an entranceway, kind of mirroring the way Universal Studios looks right now with the columns and the globe. But then there's a land to the left and a land to the right, and they do not seem to interconnect with other stuff.
Nope. So the whole idea for this originally was to try to make everything just the way like Diagon Alley is. So everything is sealed. So once you're inside that land or world or what universe, whatever they want to call it, you can't see out. So I know there was that rumor going around. I think it was Theme Park University that set that story out first about each land being its own entryway. From what I heard last, they're supposedly trying to use some kind of facial recognition technology for that, and they haven't rolled it out. And I don't think it's actually going to be in this park. I'm not 100% sure yet, obviously. It's just conjecture. But it seems like they just kept the park the way it was, and it should just be open. So you just go in through the gate, and it should all be open. That's the way it's sounded like briefly when they described the park as well, too. They didn't say, they said we have a new park that has restaurants and shopping and everything in it. They didn't kind of lean one way or the other in their wording from what I can pick up. So,
well, yeah, I really don't. I really hope that it isn't separate ticketing booths at each one where they're scanning it in the traditional style that they do it right now at the theme parks. I think that's very bottlenecky. But I like the idea of the separated worlds that interconnect. I know that there's a different, I know Melissa had, you know, the take on it that I don't want to have to walk back all the way back where I came from to go to the next one. I understand that, but I actually quite like this idea of these separated things where I will not hopefully see anything of the other worlds while I'm in this one. So now, yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, no, it seems to be what they're going to do. I mean, you can look in this and just see all the walls built up. So
yeah. And I mean, and awesome. They're showing us show buildings. I mean, if you look to the land to the left, there's a massive, massive show building. But now, what is all of this? Let's dive into just pure, I'm just jumping on the rumor mill, and let's talk about, bring us around this park and tell me what you think this is. So guys, ladies and gentlemen, if you're at home, go over to Universal's website, bring it up on your phone. A man actually asked Melissa yesterday, do you have a smartphone, while holding a cell phone up in the air? And my head almost said, the hell is going on? Where am I right now? Bring up the concept art. I put it on the Last Gen page as well. It's the cover art basically for this episode if you're on Facebook. Ian, bring us around here. We walk in and there seems to be a large lake with a carousel type looking thing in the center. This is what you would say is what, like City Walk 2.0?
Yeah, definitely. It's all restaurants around. There's going to be shopping. And if you look in, when you first come in, it looks like there's like a little waterfall feature to start the lake off, which looks pretty cool. And there's like an octagon building, which I would guess would be a restaurant with that view.
Yeah, and it's that of the world's largest carousel.
Yeah, I was going to say the carousel is a smaller building a little farther up to the right. I have no idea what this gazebo thing is, though. My guess was Thunderdome 2.0. I don't know what else it could be.
Oh, you mean the translucent, like, blue and purple thing?
Yeah, I'm thinking there could be an attraction or something in there, or it could be another restaurant or some kind of shop, but it's strange.
I see those colors, I think of the abyss.
Yeah.
And God doesn't like me that much for that to be the abyss.
Yeah, exactly.
He's never liked me that much, and it ain't going to happen now. yeah, that's an interesting little combination right there, a 1, 2, 3. I do like that. If we look to the right of the hexagonal building, there's a little walkway that goes across the water. This is something that I wish we had in Universal as of right now to get across, you know, to where like Chocolate Emporium and stuff is when you're on City Walk, because going around there, there's no shade, there's nothing. and I wish there was a little bridge that they could compensate it for. What's up?
Definitely, man. That bridge is horrible walking around all the way around just to go straight across.
Yeah, it's a bit of a wreck. It's a bit of a wreck. So our first big land that we come upon on the left-hand side, what are we seeing in this? What has been the terms?
So this is definitely Nintendo. And if you look at it, you can tell
mushrooms?
That they...
Is that what I'm looking at? Okay.
That back area is definitely looks almost exactly like the model. If you saw pictures of a model for Donkey Kong, they just muted the colors to try and throw you off. You can even see in the front portion of the land, you can see pipes and stuff and what looks like a Yoshi coaster. If you look closely, it's kind of green. See,
that's what I was saying. God doesn't like me.
Yep. So, yeah. So there's all kinds of pipes and everything in there. This is definitely a Super Nintendo or Nintendo World. And I think the big building is Mario Kart.
Yeah, that would be my guess, right? That's going to be nice.
So that would include things like Zelda as well and other Nintendo properties, not just Mario.
So this is pretty much Mario, Yoshi, and Donkey Kong. There's no Pokemon in here yet. And Zelda has been moving around. So it was supposed to be here. It was supposed to be Lost Continent. I don't know what's going on with that right now. But that is something I would like to see because I played the original to death and I like Zelda. So.
Yeah, this area does not look large enough for more than like one or two featured Nintendo things. And that's really it. Like you can't fit Pokemon and Super Mario in there.
So kind of a Toy Story size land.
I think it's bigger than that. I think the front part of that is probably the size of Toy Story Land. It's if you look at the side, the scale of the people on the pathways, it's not that small.
Yeah, that's quite a walk to the back. It looks like it's almost on an incline in some weird way.
Yeah.
But that Super Mario Kart attraction that we're all hoping for and would make the most sense. That is my biggest question. Going into all of this, and I guess this is where the conversation starts, are we just going to be smashed in the face with video screens forever?
No, I don't think so. I mean, some of the rides that they were turning down look like they could mimic Mario Kart, like in real life. Everything from like sliding around the corners and everything. And I wouldn't be surprised to see some kind of augmented reality glasses, possibly. That's something that's been coming up to do all the bananas and everything that are in the race. And the coolest part, I think, about you'll notice in all the lands, they all seem to be multi-level. Like, it's not just flat. They all look like they go up pretty much somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know if that's just a thing that, like, my eyes are tricking me with, but there definitely seems to be an elevation from the front to the back part of the land.
Yeah, and it looks like that show building is definitely more than two stories.
That show building is massive.
Yeah, it's massive.
That is absolutely massive. So that might be a whole lot of carton going on in there. But yeah, Adam, towards your point, I don't know what's going on with Zelda, but I think that is a thing that does deserve its own land, but I could see it losing out on the popularity scale to something like Pokemon going into the Lost Continent maybe instead, just because they need stuff for kids. Or do they? I don't know. They seem to be doing fine without that so far.
Yeah, I mean, they have their certain lands already for like geared specifically towards children. But I mean, I would say anything we talk about in here are going to be like kind of like the Dr. Seuss area, like that kind of level. Or is it going to be kind of more, older kids?
I think Nintendo is going to be like a family land. Yeah. So everybody can get in there on there. I get on that. I would think Yoshi would be something chill for kids and Mario Kart probably be like midway excitement so the kids don't get terrified. But speaking of Pokemon, that big tree area that's right next to Nintendo, that supposedly is put aside for Pokemon in the near future.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Yeah. So that big is a large chunk of nothing.
It is. I was going to say that's ripe for expansion right there. We don't even have the park built yet.
Yeah. So that supposedly is going to be Pokemon. It's like phase two or whatever you want to look. And something that's interesting, speaking of that, is if you go a little farther up toward where the classic monsters are, there's a building with orange roofs.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the conjectures is that's going to be a Charmander's restaurant. And if you look at that front idol, it kind of looks like Charmander with a flame.
Yeah, I see it. Mm.
So that's the guess.
All right. I mean, that seems a weird thing to do then, because if you're holding Pokemon for a separate thing, but you're putting a Charmander restaurant, like what's a Charmander restaurant? I don't know.
Charmander, sure. Big Fire.
Yeah, Big Fire Charmander. That's a weird thing. I get it with that statue in front and the breathing fire, and that all makes sense. But what doesn't make sense is showing that and not just saying, like, Pikachu's me later over here or something, you know?
It's just the best guess that anyone has because most of the hub is unknown. There, I know there's attractions in there. There's more than one supposedly going in there. But other than that, I have no idea what that restaurant is. But that's the best guess anybody has, and it looks like it. And it could be a tease for Pokemon somehow. I don't know.
This whole thing is a tease for everything. No. They haven't told us. This is the very definition of a tease.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so continuing along the hub, it looks like we have a NASCAR track and then the purple town from hell, which this is, I think, as three dudes who like Universal horror stuff, I think this is where our eyes go to first. And I mean, this seems like this is Universal Monsters. Is this that is the assumption, I believe?
Yeah, it's been confirmed by more than one person, so that these are the four lands. So even though it is conjecture and nothing's ever done until it's done, but these four lands that we're going to talk about are supposedly dead on. I've heard it from more than one place now. So the other thing I forgot to mention too is if you look outside Monsters, there's a spire at the entrance.
Yes, there is.
The only one I can't see a spire on is Fantastic Beasts. They all have a spire entrance.
Okay, all right.
So that's kind of interesting. But so, classic Monsters. I'm thinking that looks like Dracula's castle in the background up on a hill over top of a village.
It better well be.
What are you on the right, on the upper right?
Yeah, it seems like it goes up a ridge, and then it seems like a right, and then on the right, and it kind of seems to go across. Like all on an upper level.
I can go with that. Yeah.
But there's definitely a village below. You can see the backside of the house, the buildings. And it's probably just my own want and dream, but that solo tower kind of looks like a windmill to me.
No, that's actually what I was just about to say to you. So. That's a windmill. Yeah. That was exactly what I was about to say to you is that's a windmill. That's Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm. It's because ever since I heard of classic monsters being a possibility, all I wanted was Dracula's castle and like a messed up windmill, burnt, charred something on fire. I don't care. But yeah.
But then why is there an amphitheater here? What the hell is that?
I have no idea. So Alicia and I talked about this at great lengths. But first of all, let me just say this. That is not a Quidditch pitch.
Oh, stop
it,
people.
That is the most common thing I've heard, and it doesn't even look like a Potterland to me. So.
Yeah, why would it? Well, you know,
So.
Ah, damn it. Don't throw that in my head now. Now, because now I'm like, you know what?
So here's something I read on YouTube comment that was pretty funny about this theater. Somebody was like, maybe it's Phantom of the Opera. So maybe it's, I don't know, but it doesn't
rock Phantom of the Opera.
But it looks like it's its own thing, too, because it has its own entrance road separate from classic monsters. Like,
could
it's got its own.
Yeah, I was going to say, could it be something? I mean, because considering the location, yes, it's like right up against the Universal Monsters, but could it also be Pokemon related, like a gym kind of thing? Or
it could be. That's kind of like. I have no idea what that theater is going to be. It's definitely got an entrance to Classic Monsters. You can see two paths going to it right above it. But it's got its own service road, too. So I have no idea.
Guys, what if it's not Classic Monsters and that is Potter?
Yeah, but it still doesn't look like a Quidditch pitch.
I mean, what if there's a dragon wrapped around that spire in the front? Or something random like that. But on the hope that it is, you know, something Universal Monsters... What is it? What is an attraction in Universal Monsters? Like, what do you go on?
So what I've heard is think a Universal version of Haunted Mansion on a Kuka arm.
Okay.
So all right. I'm okay with that. It's still Classic Monsters. I'm not sure what else. There's probably at least two attractions in there, not even counting that theater, whatever the hell that is. So. But that's one thing that's the most popular ride idea that I've heard is like their take on a Haunted Mansion on a Kuka arm ride. So it's probably going to be a little more thrilling than just a dark ride. But that's all I know about for sure in there.
That is a lot of landscape for one attraction. I mean, I can understand it, but there's got to be something else going on about that place.
Yeah, I would say it also has to be all dark ride, wouldn't you think, for the theming? You know, just a, I can't imagine, like, you know, riding Dracula's whatever in the middle of the sun in the daytime. It would just,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, it's got to be all inside. It's definitely going to be like, Forbidden Journey, Haunted Mansion meets something like that.
Yeah.
But there's definitely another attraction in there. I just don't know what it is.
And I would assume there's a section in here, maybe roofed off the way that Nocturne Alley is in Diagon.
It kind of looks like it.
Yeah, right? Maybe that back left area underneath the castle, maybe. Maybe there's a walk through the castle.
Yeah,
that would be fun. You know, an actual castle that has interactivity like Sleeping Beauty's in Disneyland. You know, that would be nice to have something over here like that. That it's not just a structure that happens to be in the way, you know, making everything pretty, but actually has some functionality for the guest as well. That would be really great.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
But yeah, that amphitheater is puzzling.
Yeah, super puzzling.
And there are just flags up there. I mean, look, I hate to say this, but this could be a Potter thing, and you're not getting any Universal
it's
monsters.
Quidditch. Look at the flags, like on the top part.
That seems like a Quidditch thing, guys.
Quidditch would be old.
What if this area that's supposed to be Pokemon has nothing to do with Pokemon, and this is Fantastic Beasts?
That'd be weird, because I don't know anything Fantastic Beasts that looks like that.
Well, no, I'm saying like in the trees.
Oh, it could be. But
what if
as far as
the trees is Fantastic Beasts, because then you walk into the stadium.
It could be, but that's still only half a Quidditch pitch. Not even. They're oval.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Kind of hippodrome. So
big screens. Big screens. Let me tell you about big screens.
Here's a third of your Quidditch pitch, and here's the rest of it on a screen.
Yeah, actually, that kind of that, like putting on my Universal hat, that makes perfect sense, actually. I'm not happy about that, but that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I think it's just some kind of amphitheater. I have no idea what it is. It's not really themed to anything. There's flags on it. But.
So then what are we looking at the very center of this park, this large, phallic-y blue tower? Is this a hotel?
Yeah, it's definitely a hotel. I think it's got only, last I heard, is about 500 rooms. It's not a big hotel. And
so it's going to be a premium, I would think, then. It's not going to be more of a deluxe kind of.
It's also going to be extra money because the fireworks, like the way they show it in this art, are actually going to be over the hotel. There's a pond out a little farther that you can't see, and they're firing the fireworks off from over there, and they're going to have like a full show, unlike the other two parks.
Yeah,
they've been testing
the other two parks are definitely lacking in the fireworks area, which everyone really likes, and the one that they do have one at with the castle in. Oh God, my brain just died. The first Harry Potter land. Why am I blanking all of a sudden? Diagon Alley, the other one.
Hogsmeade.
The standing room only nightmare that is trying to get in front of that castle is just terrible.
Of course.
Unfortunately, the holiday season is coming up, and that means that unless you want to get slammed in the middle of people, you don't want to be anywhere near that land. Come nighttime because it's just terrible. It really, really clogs up that. So this will hopefully, maybe that alleviates a little bit of their need to shove a fireworks show where it doesn't really fit.
Yeah, well, they can't really have them either. They can't make noise after a certain time and all that. So this place is going to have real fireworks, like a real show.
Like visually to me, this looks like a Universal hotel. You know what I mean? It fits.
Definitely.
It fits the kind of architecture that my brain taps into their other ones, and they've done really well with their hotels. Their hotels are super nice. They've been priced very, very comfortably up to this point. Obviously, if this is something that I guess you have to have park admission for in order to stay at?
No, there's a parking lot out back.
Okay. So this is gonna be like Grand Californian-esque.
Yeah, I think the road that goes to it is actually called Resort Road or something blatant like that, if I remember right. But it has its own parking lot and everything, so you don't have to go all the way through the park. I do think it's interesting. It kind of looks like a mix of like Atlantean and like some kind of Greek or Roman kind of look.
It does, interesting. Yeah.
But Yeah, I think only the wings where all the small windows are. I think that's the only place that has guest rooms. That's why it's supposed to be like 500. So I think everything in the center is something else.
Yeah, what's the 75% of the building in the center?
I have no idea. Lobby, restaurants, who knows? I don't know. But
yeah, I don't think it's going to be some interactive thing like they're planning with the Star Wars hotel. So
no,
probably just going to standard, you know.
Yeah, but 500 rooms is what they're saying. Is the limit. So it's not a lot of rooms.
Not a lot of rooms. I forget how many the Grand Californian has, but I want to say it's near, as in the DVC Grand Californian. Let me look that up. Grand Californian room.
Yeah, it just seems like a lot of real estate if you're just doing 500 rooms there. And
yeah, I don't know what else it could be. I mean, there could be restaurants, stores, spa, all kinds of like top of line stuff that could take up a lot of space in there. I don't know.
Kind of like a casino style without the casino. So you're going to have a lot of interactive stuff maybe to do, or like kind of a little, you know, indoor thing.
Yeah.
Should I take that back? Grand Californian only has 147 rooms.
Wow. Yeah.
That's why it was fun owning DVC there. Okay, so big old hotel. What do we got then if we're going to continue going around in that area? This looks like a series of buildings and little alleyways. Is this more hotels or what? Or is this Fantastic Beasts?
This is Fantastic Beasts.
Okay.
And this is planned this way so that there's going to be – the rides are long and big. I don't know exactly what they are off the top of my head. I forgot. There is going to be a lot of indoor, like walking around, kind of like Diagon Alley. So it's going to be able to control more. I think they've learned some stuff since they've done the other two lands. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping for at least a dark ride. It looks like some of the areas on the roof actually looks like it increases another story. Like there's squares that stick up. I don't know what that's about, but I want to know. And hopefully it's a multi-level ride because those buildings out front are at least 3 stories, even with forced perspective, I would guess.
Fireworks are obscuring a lot of that area,
too. That's a huge building. You can actually kind of see the end of it, because if you look bottom right of the firework, you can see the road. So you can kind of make out where the corner of that building is. That area is huge. Oh,
gotcha.
So I would imagine most of this land and ride are all indoors, so they can control more of the environment. But definitely dark ride, I would say. And probably something fun, but hopefully not Gringotts Part 2.
That's my concern, would be a Gringotts Part 2, because I just don't think that there is so. I'm not saying it's bad. It's not a bad attraction by any means, but it is exactly what you expect, which is what I don't want from the Universal ones. And we've gotten a lot of those, and I feel that one was exactly what we expected it to be. In an unfortunate way, it just backtracked to like, what if Transformers was done, but in a way of Harry Potter or the Mummy, I mean, you know, and it's like, yeah, great. The Mummy's really great. Leave the Mummy alone and come up with something new. All right. So, yeah, I can, you know what? Yeah, I hope that that's accurate. And I hope that this is that and that we get our Universal. But, man, that stadium is puzzling still. That is a massive area. I do like the idea of it mostly being climate control too, if possible.
I like the idea of since the Fantastic Beasts, I know a lot of people don't like the plot and the story and the characters, but the environments and the universe that they built and the creatures are really cool. I would like to see even if it was a queue, Newt's stable with all the creatures. Like, I'll take a screen wall with a Kelpie flying by me or something while I'm standing in line. Yeah. And then maybe like just something where it looks like the animals are all like in their separate things. And I think it'd be a cool ride to see like the Ministries of Magic or the Congress of Magic or all the different names, because these movies are going to all be in different cities. So I think it'd be really cool to be able to trip through all of them just to see the different ones. Something like that, I think, would be a fun ride.
Yeah, they're going to have to invest more on the Fantastic Beasts portion of the films, because I don't think any of the Dumbledore stuff is really going to make for an interesting park. I think they just need to focus on the creatures and the world, and just kind of leave that story to the movies and just kind of.
There is a couple of characters. I'm not a big fan of Newt Scaramander. I think he's a boring character. I actually really haven't liked him very much. But if they're going to get anyone to like bring you through this attraction, I want the excitement level of Dan Fogler.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he plays Kowalski in the films. I think that he's been the best part of those films so far. Him and young Dumbledore. Actually, if it was a young Dumbledore thing, I think this would be so much more interesting. But that is the character that I would want to have us like led through here.
What's the girl that likes him? I can't remember her name right now off the top of my head. Chastity? I think the two of them are. Nope.
That's not it. I don't remember.
Two of them. Yeah, the two of them together are awesome, and I want a Kowalski's Bakery in there. Still don't have one. We need one.
That would be really great, but yeah, I hope that they go in some sort of way. Is it Tina?
I think it might be Tina.
It's something close to that.
That's what it is. It's Tina. It's Catherine Waterson, actually.
Yeah, she's awesome.
The two of them bringing you through something, their energy would really be great because the other two, Newt and his girl, they're, I don't know, she's much more interesting than he is. But I just find like the other couple's like energy level would be so much higher and fun. There would be a real aspect of fun to it. There is a very U.S. Capitol building looking building right before that thing. That's weird.
Yep. My guess was bank.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Bank. Yeah.
Nifflers. Just go inside. There's Nifflers everywhere.
Always.
What is that? Is that in the middle though? Like.
Okay. So wait. We got to backtrack real quick. Tina is the one that goes with Newt. Queenie is the one that goes with Kowalski.
There we go. Queenie. Sorry. Yes. Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Sorry. Just had to look that up.
That would have been bad to have wrong. There she is. Yes. Allison Sudol.
Yeah. She's good awesome. Work. I like the two of them. Yeah. That looks like a bank to me. I don't, maybe it's an entrance to the Congress, but it definitely looks like it's connected based on the way the rest of the colonial looking kind of maybe even 30s looking buildings.
Yeah. Yeah.
In there, but yeah, we are not sure what that is, but that was my guess. It was half joking, but because I thought of the Nifflers in the first movie, but I don't know
that.
What else.
I could go with that.
Yeah, the more fun thing is, why is Mission Space here?
What the hell is that? Like, what's going on there? This purple building with the globe, it feels very spacey. It has not Kevin Spacey. It feels very space agey. It doesn't seem like it fits with anything else in the photo, which is great. Like, that's fine. But what's the guesses and stabs at this strangeness?
So I guessed restaurant, but she thinks it looks a little small, and she's guessing show. But I think restaurant. I think it's some kind of space restaurant.
That definitely doesn't seem small for a restaurant. That seems quite large for a restaurant.
Yeah, it's a gift shop.
But she's... Because there's more than one. She knows for a fact that there's more than one attraction out in this hub. And we didn't figure out anything besides guessing a carousel. So she's thinking that might be a show. She would be more accurate than me, but...
What, a Men in Black show?
I don't know.
That would be lame.
That would actually be lame.
I'll say that right now. That would be lame if that's what it was.
Well, the hub seems to be very celestial or space kind of looking. So it could be anything, really. Right.
Yeah, that's a total mystery. That's cool. I'm happy that that's a mystery because I just want to see what they do with that one. Right across the street from there, though, sort of tan-looking buildings, another dome, a lot of domes.
Yeah, those look like gift shop sizes to me. But
you got to buy something somewhere, yeah. Where's Jimmy Buffett in this thing? That guy's somewhere.
He's got his new resort somewhere down the street.
He does. He does, actually. He's probably loving this, as a matter of fact. And, you know, we'll get into the geography of this after we kind of hit this last area, because the geography of this is also one of the big question marks that everyone has towards transportation and whatnot. So continuing along, we hit this last, I would say, footprint-wise, by far the largest of the lands that are available.
So,
and it looks quite colorful.
So the main land you're looking at would be How to Train Your Dragon. And the coaster that you see next to it that looks like the Dueling Dragons coaster is actually part of the hub. If you look right, the top orange right by Mission Space, there's an archway that's the path to go into it. So it's actually connected to the hub. And the interesting thing about this is their idea originally was something similar to what Rip Ride Rocket was supposed to be, which was going to be open after the park closed. And you would pay from City Walk to go on that ride. So this would be the same thing. If you didn't have a park ticket to get into each of the lands, you would pay a dollar amount to get on this ride.
Gross.
But
I will never do that.
Yep. So I think, but if you had a ticket, it's free. Obviously, it's part of your admission.
As long as you, if you have the ticket, it's fine.
Yeah, if you have a ticket, then it would be. But since I don't think they're doing that, you're just going to get in, and it's going to be a, I don't, dueling dragons. I don't know. There's sparkles and looks like a roller coaster, and it looks dueling, and they just happen to be reddish, orange, and blue.
Okay.
So as far as that coaster, it's definitely a racing or dueling coaster. It looks really fun, except for my complaint would be the same as Dueling Dragons. Once you get out back, you're just looking at trees. So
yeah, there's not much to look at. That looks like there's just a road that you're going to see some cars going by. And unless they're going to strictly enforce and pat people down so they don't actually stop doing the whole dueling part of it, then this will be completely useless in a year.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Because while I love Dueling Dragons, as soon as it became non-Dueling Dragons, it lost all of, it lost the appeal. It lost the catch of it. And if that's what happens with this, then it's just a roller coaster. I don't know. Yeah. Like, that's all it is.
So, yeah, that ride was not anywhere near as fun without the dueling portion. And people ruining it suck.
And that's going to happen again because that's what people do. People will always find a way to do it. So that's not part of this larger land over here. That's the idea, but this is... See, okay, when you say to me, How to Train Your Dragon, I haven't seen the movies, but nothing in here says that to me. Is this what the movies look like? Color palette-wise and design-wise?
Colors, and it looks very Viking, like handmade, hand-carved. There's no castle. There's a lot of, like, Viking homes. So you see the show building, the big square-looking thing in the bottom left of the land. There's like a wooden notch coming off. I'm wondering if that's like a carved dragon head around the corner. There's boats. There's a lot.
Fjord area is, that makes sense to me. Okay.
And there's a lot of rock work. Like if you look behind the coaster next to the dueling coaster, there's a lot of trees and rock work back there. Supposedly this area is going to have up to 8 attractions, which is why it's so big.
So basically we got our kids land here.
Basically.
Oh, that's a shame.
So the roller coaster that's in this land is supposed to be Hagrid's
wanna,
Machild.
Yeah, I want to go back to that. I want to go back to that reaction, my Adam. Adam, they have to build something for children. They have to.
I understand that. I do.
And it's How to Train Your Dragon. It's for children.
Well, hear me out for a second. So,
okay,
I don't mind the kids theming, but I was really hoping when I heard How to Train Your Dragon Land, we were maybe going to get their equivalent of Flight of Passage, maybe, you know, with the dragons.
Not a chance.
Yeah,
because they until proven otherwise, we've said it before. Universal cannot help themselves. It's always got to be you're attacked or you're under attack, and there's a fire effect and a water effect, and an electricity effect. And it's the same thing over and over again with those rides. There is no way they will ever just let you enjoy the experience. It just, they won't let you.
So I have a counter argument.
I wish they would.
I do have a counter argument.
Go, please.
So if this is How to Train Your Dragon, and you, Adam, have you seen them? I know Pete hasn't.
Yeah, I've seen all three.
So in the third movie, is there not a big area you can fly through that's golden and through caverns and all kinds of stuff, very much like Flight of Passage?
Yeah, absolutely. That's where it kind of...
So there's a show building sitting right there, and there's nothing coming out of it. So that is something that I think is going to be done in there for once instead of the usual, unless they find a way to do that and then throw water at you because something goes wrong, like Pete's saying. So a combination of the
two. Now, wait, which show building am I looking at? The one next to like the purple and orange roofed catastrophe on the lower right? What is that?
Bottom left, there's a big square. It actually goes out of the picture.
Okay, the one with the knob on the end.
Yep, and if you look right in front of the knob, it looks like there's two little flagpoles, like some kind of like entryway.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that's going to be something similar to that in there. And this land definitely looks multi-tiered to me, especially with this in the bottom right, like what you're talking about. This looks like a rock built up from the front because it looks like you can see rock work on the side.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have no idea what's going on, but there is, to the left of that, there's the red roof. There's a tan and brown roof lower than that, it looks like. And there's a green line that goes underneath what looks like a bridge back into where the boats are up in the center thing. So it definitely looks like it has layers to me. not singular, flat.
That would be really nice. That would be so nice to have something, you know, if that's going to be one of the pieces of this new park, is like, hey, we're going to be growing, we're going to be building the lands up, you know, vertically.
Yep.
That would be really, really cool.
And the coaster that's in here is supposed to be like a slightly toned down Hagrid's. So it goes in and out of buildings. You can see if you follow it. It goes under a bridge, kind of like the Hulk does. Mm-hmm. It goes through one long building, another long building in the back, and then another long building you can see the track coming out of.
Yeah.
And it goes up and over a roof. Yeah, that's a good question. I'm thinking there's going to be animatronics on that. The thing I can't figure out is the long building on the right. That's kind of in the right corner near
stage
the
show.
There's like, yeah, it's there's like an upper level, but it looks like you can go underneath into the bottom part of that where the track goes through. Huh. So I'm wondering what exactly is in there.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
And there supposedly is a long log flume ride, but the closest thing I could find is the red and orange roof. There's a purple thing and there's a blue trail. But it looks like it has switchbacks, so I don't know for sure. But it looks like it goes into the build, like into whatever that building is.
You know, now that you brought that up, now my head goes, yeah. You haven't talked about any water rides until this point.
Yep, I haven't heard about any except for in here. So that is the closest thing I've seen to what looks like could be a log flume.
Which I mean, look, Universal Studios itself doesn't have a water park, doesn't have a water ride, right? Am I crazy? Am I missing?
Nope. I don't think it does, right? It's IOA.
And those are three really good ones that they have over there. They're really good.
I like those. Yeah, I definitely like those.
That's actually quite interesting. Now that it didn't occur to me just now that we had not mentioned anything water ride related until here, but it doesn't really match anything that we've discussed so far land wise. So that makes sense.
Yeah, and there's a lot of obviously Burke is an island, so there's a lot of water.
Yeah.
And it looks like they have a little boat attraction for the kids, I'm assuming. And there's like a little play area, definitely. There's so much in this land. I want to see.
And you know what? I'll contest right now. I don't think there's any good children areas in Universal. I don't think that people are clamoring. You know, the kids aren't clamoring to go to the Curious Barney? George or the Fievel or Barney. Yeah. Barney's Twinkle Spot, which is an actual thing. I only know it's there because of Halloween Horror Nights. You got to walk by it, and it's like, what's going on back here? I was like, what is this place?
He's from Connecticut. So much shame.
this has an immense amount of potential. An immense amount of potential.
Yeah.
Am I looking at 10 years till this thing is built?
No, actually, there's a plot of land just north of the Dueling Coasters. I think they're holding out for some IP for that. There supposedly is going to be a hotel built sort of across the street from Nintendo Land that supposedly is going to be Nintendo themed, and they have enough land to expand to another park in this area. They might have to move the parking lot that they're building, but they have more than enough land to build another theme park around here.
But
so
when does this open? What do you think? 2025?
I would say 2025 is probably a good guess. I would say 2023 at the earliest. And as far as all the announcements, I don't know about you guys, but as far as the announcement, I should say, a lot of people are they're saying that they think it's Universal competing with Disney. I don't see it that way.
Everyone has to stop thinking that. The same thing was going on with Hagrid's. Like, oh, they're going to announce it this week because they want to take away the excitement for Galaxy's Edge. Guys, that's not how these things work.
No, and especially the way that they did that. It's a media company, and they didn't even stream it. So this was basically... Yeah. In my opinion, this was basically that's just them admitting that they're building a park so that when permits start getting filed and approved, I think they actually already have back of house stuff already approved and they're going to start building. So I think it's just them just admitting that they're doing a park finally.
So Ian, can you explain to a lot of people, myself included, where in relation to the existing Universal Parks this new park is going to be?
Yeah,
It's about 2 miles south. They are putting in a bunch of money with Orange County and infrastructure. They're going to have bus lanes. Everybody dreaming of monorails and all kinds of other things. I'm sorry to tell you, there will be buses. That's about it. And there's not much to see along the way, so it's not going to be a fun ride. I think there's a Walgreens or something. Pete, do you know this area better?
I'm trying to think. I don't drive around that area too much because the place that I currently live right now to get to Universal it is nothing but a couple of back roads, and I'm there in 20 minutes.
Yeah, this,
you know, so I don't go around that area though because it's just trafficy and messy. So I go to the park, I get out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So basically, you would have to cross over iDrive and just.
It's almost basically a straight shot down south. So it's about 2 miles, and they're gonna have bus lanes to do it. All Kirkman Road and all that stuff is going to be hugely expanded. I think they mentioned in the announcement they're trying to get the Virgin Rail to stop here, which would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
So they're trying really hard to do that. They're pulling for that really hard.
Man, if I really wish that Florida would realize that there are solutions to mass transit outside of just throw them on I-4. Because yeah. it really, honestly, like without kidding, without trying to be like snarky, it would help immensely with all of this stuff, because that trek from Disney to Universal is getting worse and worse. And if you want to experience both parks, you gotta get up and move. Like you gotta get up and get to a different hotel. You can't just do the split. And I know for the parks themselves that matters, but I don't care what the parks do. You know, I don't care about their business models. I care about, you know, people being able to enjoy both parks and not having to say like, oh, we're only doing this or we're only doing that. I want people to get to experience both, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I think, well, it's going to become something where you're going to have to, because eventually I think there's going to be another park here. So you're going to have 4 Universal parks and 4 Disney parks to try and get to everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a lot.
And there's, I mean, you know, there's no way, I can't see any way that you're getting to these lands other than just a bus, like you were saying. You know, there's not going to be some magical system that brings you underground or because that's just water. Welcome to Florida. You know, like there's nothing like that. They're not going to build a railway in the sky that goes across the I-4 highway. It's just those things they're not going to happen.
Nope.
So, you know, you'll be busing it, but, you know, then maybe this is where you do your split stay. You do, you know, a couple of days over here in Atlantis, wherever this is. And then you go back to the other 17 hotels they have across the way. This is all really exciting. I just wish they would have at least given a little something more than just us having to go over this map and make stuff up. You know, like, because, like, no matter who said what and this and that, until Universal says it, nothing is in concrete. Because that's what concept art is. That's what concept art is made to be changed later. And then it's really fun, though, when you do that and then you bring it, you know, you can compare the maps and say, hey, what stayed, what didn't, what we were riding. Like, that's a lot of fun.
Yep.
For them to just show a concept map, though, with no labels is just stiflingly crazy.
Well, they also actively tried to hide Mario, like Donkey Kong. They muted those colors big time. So they are not even giving you an inch. Like, they are literally actively blocking you.
It's such a weird announcement. Like, just the weirdest damn announcement.
It's like, sure, whatever, here you go.
Yeah, but they played it up like it was something big. And then when you got to it, it was a name reveal. And this really, you know, interesting, cool, very active, very colorful concept art. But we're stabbing in the dark, you know, and virtually. And while, yeah, the things that have been talked about for well over a year seem like, okay, this seems like this, this seems like this. It is very strange for it to have gone down this way. But, you know, let's put Universal Monsters aside for a second. What land, Ian, has you most excited if these all were to happen as we talked about them? Which, outside of Universal Monsters, because am I making a dumb assumption and that the three of us would say, like, that's the one we care most about? Am I making a stupid assumption on that, or am I right?
I tried to jump to that, and Alicia told me to wait. So
let's say, like, let's put a, you know, put your hand over the map on that area. What of this that you see on this map, all of it, what's the thing that you look at and you go, I can't wait to find out what that is?
It's probably Nintendo, because I want to know what's inside that building more than anything else. I'm super curious about how Mario Kart's going to be done, because that is a lot of stuff to cram into a ride.
What if Between it just winds up being Donkey Kong 64?
Yeah, then I'll cry a little bit, but I'll still have fun. But, I mean, in all honesty, even I'm curious about all of these, because
No. Boo.
I know, but I'm saying. I'm curious about all of them, but I would probably pick, because I saw the vehicles and the ride system that they turned down for it, and it looked like it would work perfectly. So I am curious as to why they did that. What did they replace it with? Like, what did they think was better?
Adam, so what about you? I'm sorry, Ian. I apologize.
No, I'm good.
Besides the mysterious stadium we all can't figure out for the life of us, I'll admit it. I'm curious about how they're going to do How to Train Your Dragon, because I do like the movies, as long as they don't completely make it Dino USA, you know, like, I think there's some potential there. So I'm kind of curious about it.
I want to see how they do this version of Potter. Because Magical New York is something that, you know, has a real soft spot for me. and so far we've had, I think, a complete home run with Forbidden Journey, a step back with Gringotts, a large step forward again with Hagrid, but the operational mess that they've created for themselves has dampened that, you know. It doesn't dampen the experience once you get on the attraction, but it dampers the planning of ever wanting to go and, like, do you guys want to try for Hagrid? Because that's the thing. That's the conversation you have is, like, do you want to try for Hagrid? That's a weird thing to have to say to your friends when you want to go to a theme park. So now they're going to have this new thing based on a film series that I like about 50% of. But that doesn't matter because, as Ian was saying, the setting is so attractive and cool and different from the other two. It's vastly different feeling from the other two. But what do you do for the attraction? Is this the land where Universal learns that you don't have to just repeat Spider-Man? I guess that's really that's my biggest question. And that goes for a number of rides, you know, towards the Super Mario Kart for, you know, mm-hmm. Yeah, if you do Super Mario Kart right, and it's fun, and there's a level of interactivity that you can't also break and screw up people's experiences, mm-hmm. which I'm sure you wouldn't be able to, that can be the thing. But the funny part is, it's always these, you know, there's always that ride that we're not expecting that winds up being the one that kind of steals the show sometimes in these situations. So who knows? Maybe maybe that Abyss-looking I don't know what that is. Why is there so many spotlights? What's going on in this park? Like, what's going on? So,
yeah, we're all wrong. The amphitheater is going to be the best part. Watch.
Yeah, watch. The amphitheater is going to be, it's going to be Logan's Run, and they're going to be murdering people who are above 60 years old. That's what it is. It actually is Carousel. And that's a really weird reference. So go check out Logan's Run from the mid-70s, if I remember correctly.
I made a similar joke, actually. I said that they were going to kill people on there on the stage, and Dr. Frankenstein was going to bring them back to life.
Yeah, like, I could see a stage show, you know, being part of the monsters thing.
Definitely.
I just want it to be hokey. I don't want it to be, you know, uh-oh, Frankie's here. And he's like, hey, guys.
Hey,
you know,
I just want to see putting on the Ritz and I'll be a happy guy.
All right, no, that's different. Yeah, if this actually turns out just to be a young Frankenstein land, guys, you have my money. Like, if that's all this is, then fine, I'm sold. But yeah, I don't want it to be hokey. I want it to be something that you walk in and there's a creepy vibe to it and it's kept up. I'm not saying it's got to be Halloween Horror Nights 24/7. I think that's a bit much. You do still have kids walking around and stuff. You know, you don't want to do that. But I wanted to have a vibe that no other theme park really has taken so far. And they have the grandfather of that heartbeat. You know, they have the cinematic heartbeat is theirs, the Universal Monsters. So that's that. Ian, do you have anything else you want to throw in about everything that we see here before we kind of call it a night?
I'm just curious about what's in that Thunderdome. That and the theater just drive me nuts.
It's going to be, it's so dumb that those are the two things that we're going to be like, what's going on over there?
Mission Space is a little curious too.
Yeah, those three could, it's like this wing. It's the, you know, the body is this, you know, fifth element colored thing in the center. And then you've got, you know, the swirling rings of Saturn, and then half an amphitheater, which I'm amazed that everyone hasn't been like, oh, it's going to be a permanent Bill and Ted's thing. Actually, has anyone been saying that? Because
I haven't seen that yet, but I actually expected someone to say that.
I really thought that would be the thing that everyone, well, not everyone, but like a good circle of people would be like, oh, they realize their mistake and they're going to build an entire Bill and Ted's. That is the most Facebook ass comment that you can imagine towards this thing, and that would make total sense to me. All right, well, hey man, there's a lot in here to be excited for. I want to thank you so much for jumping on with us tonight. Yeah. I hope everyone enjoyed the show. We're going to be back next week with a movie. Is it Tron? I think it's Tron.
Yeah, it is Tron. Settled on Tron. Yeah.
Speaking of things coming up in the future of parks, Tron is our next movie as well. So we're going to be doing that review next week from the friendly confines of the new studio of the, well, not studio, the room where my computer is in. That's all it is. It's not a studio. It's the Close room enough. Where Close my enough. Computer resides. But it will be in a different building as I am currently in right now. And thank you so much, Ian, for coming on with us. I hope you had a good time, mate.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's really good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, we got to do this more often. We're gonna be diving into the Universal stuff more often, and we are going to be having our Road to Mandalore film series coming up with some Kurosawa flicks. So you got to jump on one of those.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And one of these days, you know, me, you, and Alicia and Melissa will all do a show. Talk about some randos. I still want to do the family version of MFK with Universal as it is now. I gotta think of three different words to put with it. Well, one in particular, fire out of a cannon might be one of them. I don't know. I'll figure it out. But I want to do that with Universal.
Frisk.
Once we figure that out, we'll work it all out. Adam, as always, part of the crew now. Thanks for being on tonight.
Oh, anytime.
And for all of you listening at home, this episode of Disney Magic Hour has been brought to you by MEI Travel. For all your vacation planning needs, for visiting Walt Disney World, taking a cruise, going to Universal's epic Universal Adventures Universally, head over to MEI-travel.com where Becky and her team can get you started on your own adventure. You all know the other stuff. You're already tuned out by now. Who listens to the end of podcasts? Maniacs, that's who. So if you heard me say maniacs, that's who. Go over to iTunes, give a 5-star review, and say, who writes five-star, who listens to podcasts? And then that'll be your header. And the thing say, maniacs, comma, that's who. Proper English is always appreciated. And then we'll read it on the air next week. Go out there. Have a good time, everyone. The world is a dark place. Find friends. Make some light. Make some laughter. And we will see you all next week. Till then, say goodnight, Ian.
Goodnight, Ian.
Say goodnight, Adam.
Goodnight, Adam.
Goodnight, Frankie. And goodnight, Pete.